out?
Yeah, is this Tiger?
This Tiger.
Hey Tiger, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Just following up on that capital you were looking to bring on, just kind of wanted to touch base, kind of get an update from you. I haven't heard back from you for a few days.
I forgot already. What were the terms? How much did I get approved for?
We actually didn't even go through the application process at all. The original time I talked to you about it, you wanted me to give you a call back, and then I never ended up getting a hold from you since then. But I know you're looking for about 10 to 20K, right? Operational expenses?
I had 15, yeah, 15.
15? Cool.
Yeah.
All right, do you want me to shoot you over another copy of the application? That's just about all we're going to need, that and some bank statements and the tax return.
Let me see if I have it. Let me check my email. I might have it.
All right.
And what are the terms with you? Well, how does it work?
It really depends on which program you do qualify for in the end. What kind of terms were you looking for? I mean, what do you have in mind?
A little bit long term, basically, I don't know, 24 months maybe.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah, that's typically about the longest, especially for first-time customers that you're eligible for.
Okay.
It's that 24, 30 months-ish range. At the shortest is 3, if you want to, like, really short loan, almost like a bridge, band-aid, you know-ish, where you're going to turn it real quick, pay it off real quick, or you can stretch that out. So the best way that I do it, I've found with my customers, is we go ahead and we approve you for the largest amount and, you know, longest terms possible. I know you only want that 15K, so that's what we'll go ahead and, you know, put you in for. But then we kind of put it in your court and, you know, kind of let you determine if you want something shorter, longer, you know, and like that. But then what about payback too? Were you looking for daily, weekly? I mean, what do you have in mind for that?
Monthly, just one payment.
Okay. And did you have any current loans out now currently?
No.
No, and have you had any capital loans off or before at all previously?
I don't think so.
I had a note down that you have an MPA loan from last time when you spoke with Nicole.
MPA? What's the MPA loan?
No, MCA.
What's that?
It said you had it paid off too. It was just one of the notes that she had on your file.
Oh yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
How long have you had that paid off for?
Yeah, how long have I had it, or how long has it paid off?
Yeah, how long since it's been paid off? A few years or what?
I think a year, yeah.
Oh, nice. Why'd you originally bring that one on too, and just kind of need some cash, or?
Yeah, I just need to do some changes, some improvements, so I need some money to do that.
Right. What's the timetable for you too? I mean, what's the schedule? What's the deadline? When do you need this by?
I mean, you know, when you need it as soon as possible.
Perfect. We do it very fast over here too. I know we've kind of been playing a little phone tag here and there, but I know it's already Thursday. I'm actually going to be in the office tomorrow though, so I know I'll go ahead and shoot you over another copy in the email, but the sooner you get this back to me, the sooner I can get you an answer. Assuming all goes smooth, you like what we get you, we could even get this money in your account early next week. I know you said you want to get that done, you know, as fast as you can, so.
So you do monthly payments?
We do. We do have that option. Daily, weekly, monthly. Like I said, too, we do have a lot of programs over here, so it depends on what you do qualify for after, you know, the application process.
Okay. And then what's the average interest rates? Roughly,
like I said, too, that depends as well on which you do qualify for. That it is an unsecured loan, you know, it is a little more expensive than, you know, a traditional loan.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right, you know, we're not going to trace the money. It's going to be yours to use, I mean, if you want to run away to Mexico with it. So, I mean, really, man, you know, we're not going to trace it, you know, it's in your account just like that. So, you know, it's really just unsecured money. You know, but it really ranges as well on, you know, a few different factors. Nicole had you down for a time in business for 3 years, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Did you start it all up yourself?
Before, soon. Yeah, I started myself.
Oh, nice. And what is it you guys do on there, too? Could you kind of, elaborate on that?
It's automotive repair, yeah.
Oh, repair?
Yeah, automotive repair.
Is it for, I mean, all kind of cars or just auto sports?
It's, sports, I mean? More of like import cars.
Okay. And you just do the auto work, you guys, you do like the body work, engine? Or
no body work, no, mechanical.
Just all mechanical?
Yeah.
Cool, and you guys are out there in Sun Valley, looks like, too?
Yep.
Nice, nice. And where else were you looking around for, you know, bring this funds on? I mean, have you applied anywhere else?
Well, I mean, I've got me kind of looking, but...
Have you ended up going through the application process with anybody else, or just kind of looking?
No, around? I didn't really do, no. I just kind of been talking and just trying to feel it out.
No, I gotcha. Definitely just wanted to see, you know, what other options you had. What about the local bank out there in Sun Valley? Have you, you know, kind of approached them for that? Or?
I did, but, you know, you got to have, my credit score is not high enough for them.
Okay, what's your credit like?
It's like mid-60s. Mid-600s, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No worries. We have a lot of programs.
I think 630 or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, cool. That's another one of the factors over here, too. But, you know, like I said, do have a you know many different ones, so it really depends on what you do qualify for in the end. Nicole also had your guys' annual sales down. It was about 230K. Is that correct as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
What are you guys tracking for this year for 16?
Probably a little more than that. Probably 250-ish.
Nice. What are you guys doing different? Is it just more customers or?
Yeah, just it's slowly picking up. So and now it's picking up some more, and I wanna. You know, make some improvements to be more efficient, so I'll be able to make
yeah,
more.
Yeah, definitely. I was just going to ask you that next, too. I mean, like, you know, what you'd be using the money for, just kind of to grow the business, like inventory, materials, payroll even, I mean.
Yeah, all of that. I want to hire some people, you know, kind of business is picking up, and I need, but I need to make changes to be able to keep up with the flow.
Oh, yeah, I got you completely. How many employees are you up to now for the crew?
Well, I just me and I have some part-time guys, but I want to hire a full-time.
Oh, you're the only full-timer out there too?
Yeah, I'm the only full-timer. I have part-timers, but I like to bring some full-timers.
Right, kind of get some of that responsibility off your shoulders.
Yep, exactly.
No, I got you, man.
Be more efficient. It all comes down to being more efficient, making more money.
Yeah, time is your money, right?
Exactly.
Well, I got you, man. The best email I also had for you, too, looks like tmotorsports1@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. I actually, I just searched my Gmail as well. I did shoot that over. It looks like a few days, but I'll go ahead and attach another copy and send that over to you. All it is that we're going to need is the one-page application, 6 months most recent business bank statements, and then a copy of the most recent tax return for 2015.
Okay, so 6 months of bank statements?
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll go ahead and write that all up in the email, too. But that's just about it.
Okay.
You guys don't have any current loans out or anything like that, so I don't need anything in that department. But what about for the bank statements, too? Do you guys have any, you know, negative months or, you know, on average, what's the bank, you know, revenue looking like on those? Pretty healthy? Or?
I mean, it varies. It's hard to say.
Right. Do you have any negative months in there, too? Or are they all pretty solid?
Negative months? No, I mean, yeah, I have some overdrafts, but no negatives.
Okay, like, perfect.
There are checks coming out, and, you know, by the time you make a deposit, sometimes you don't make it, but it's always,
cool. Always got some in there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then the tax return, too, you guys got that all squared away for this year, too?
I got an extension for the year, so I'll get last year's.
I think
this year's might be ready, but I'll have the last year's for sure.
I was just going to say that, too. With the extension, that's not an issue. If you could just attach the, you know how you kind of got a one-page copy where, you know, it's going to say extension for 2015. Do you have any kind of documentation for that?
I'll have to look.
Because if you
I'm
have
sure
that,
I do.
Yeah, you probably do, but if you have any of the, just if you want to just attach the extension for 15, we can work with that, and then the copy for 2014.
Do you need the whole thing, or you need like a certain page?
For 2014, we'll need the whole thing, but for the extension, I'm just going to need basically like the cover letter where it says, you know, you're on extension. And if you got the form that I'm thinking of, it should just be a one page, you know, just... You're on extension.
And if the 15 is complete, then you just need the 15 complete.
Yeah,
if
15 is complete, just send that on over. We just got to get the ownership breakdown and the annual sales because those are two of our, you know, primary factors over here.
Okay.
And you're the 100% owner for you guys too, right?
I am, yeah.
Perfect. And you started it all up yourself, you said, as well?
That's it, yep.
How'd you get in the industry? Were you working at a shop and just kind of wanted to do your own?
Pretty much.
Nice. Where were you working at? Was it like a commercial one or?
No, it was the same kind of shop.
Gotcha. How do you structure your business out there too? You guys like LLC or incorporated?
S-Corp.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. All right, so I'll go ahead and shoot that all over to you, and then when do you think you can get that back to me?
I don't think I can do it today. I mean, I can fill it out and send it to you, but documents I'll have to collect.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Even
I can
if you
fill out the application
that,
and email it to you. That's
Yeah, if you want to do that, it's just a very, you know, simple, straightforward on the one-page app.
Well, at least, you know, you can give me my rates, and I'll figure out if I need to go further or not.
Oh, I can't give you that until I, you know, process the whole application, and I can't get the whole application submitted without the entire package, because, you know, that's
what
I'm going to
do. Oh, then I'll just send everything together, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to just do that, that works as well, but if you can get that over to me tomorrow, then I should be able to get you an answer by Monday if you get that complete package to me.
Yeah, I can do that by tomorrow.
Perfect.
I mean, yeah, by tomorrow, so then we'll get it by Monday, okay.
Are you working on Veterans Day, or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
Yeah, same here, so no worries, we'll be in the office over here, and yeah, the sooner you can get that to me, I'll get you an answer, and then like I said as well, assuming you like everything with the rate, you know, terms, all that options that we do provide, you know, we can probably get this funded and in the account by next week. We do it very fast over here, so.
Okay, and again, the rates, well, you have to see it to tell me, but can you give me an average?
Yeah, they vary just, you know, based off what, you know, factors that you have told me, I'd be guessing. I don't want to give you any unrealistic expectations as well, too, but...
Just give me a ballpark. I'm not going to hold you back.
No, yeah, no worries. That's what I was just going to say. I'd be guessing around the, 15% best case scenario, worst case around 30-ish. I'm not too sure, though. Really depends on a lot of different factors, like, that our underwriting and credit department has to process, so...
Okay, and then
what
so
kind of rate
you guys
are you looking
just
for, though?
I mean, I figure it's gonna be within that range, probably. The lower the better, obviously, but
it's probably gonna
be between 15 and 30. That's what I'm kinda
expecting.
I was expecting, yeah.
No, I gotcha. And you know, like I said too, they, you know, are unsecure, so you know, being that fact that, you know, they are unsecure, they're a little more expensive. You know, just being that risk
factor,
I understand. And, you know, the other thing, too, with those is, and it's, you know, pretty nice on your guys' end, too, you know, it's no collateral, so, you know, say you do, you know, run away to Mexico, whatever you were thinking. It's all
yeah, I can't leave my business and run away.
No, I got you, man. I'm just, you know, making a
joke. I'm more interested in growing it and making it, you know, more profitable rather than running to Mexico.
No, I got you. I'm just making a joke, but, yeah, it's not like we're going to, you know, take the arm and leg or, you know, anything like that. It's, you know, we're the ones at the money in the end, so. But, yeah, man, I'll shoot you over another copy of that, and then I'll keep my eye out for that. Hopefully, you can get that back to me by tomorrow, and I'll get that submitted by the end of the day tomorrow and then get you an answer, and we'll get this all taken care of.
Okay. And what is the criteria for approval, usually?
What do you mean? Like, what, you know... baseline, you know, stuff you have to meet.
Yeah, what a baseline, yeah.
Pretty much, honestly, we have a lot of programs over here, you know, even for startups, you know, even past bankruptcies, credit tiers A to D. So, you know, we really have a lot of different options, you know, even with companies that have been around for a month. So, you know, everything that your business is, you know, the history, the ownership, the annual sales, you said the banks were okay. So, you know, all of those, you know, definitely meet our criteria. And, you know, even if we did have obstacles, you know, we definitely work around those. That's kind of our job is, you know, to make it easiest for you and work around that for you. So definitely it's not like we're, you know, you're limited by, you know, any of the stuff that you mentioned to me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool, Tiger. I'll shoot that over to you right now. If you have any questions, just give me a holler or shoot me an email back. I'm on my computer just about all day, so just shoot me an email.
Okay. So you're in the office tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be in here all day, and we're actually down in San Diego too, so we're out in California as well.
Okay. And you guys, what do? You just deposit the money in the account, or
yeah, we do. We wire it right in. You know, assuming you know you like everything, but you know, it is a process as well. You know, we have to go through that approval application, and then you know, assuming you like everything. But like I said as well, you know, in absolute fastest scenarios, we can get this funded in your account in 24 hours.
Well, I mean, it's not that kind of an emergency.
I gotcha, but I mean, even next week, if you were looking to make that happen,
yeah, next week would be fine.
Yeah, yeah, definitely we can get that taken care of. But, yeah, we'll be in touch, and, you know, we'll definitely get this taken care of, Tiger.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Yeah, anytime. Bye.
Bye.